Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Coffee in the Word. It is a beautiful day today, September the 18th. Gorgeous blue skies with a little bit of cloud, and you can just feel the presence of God in this place today. And that is because we, as children of God, create an atmosphere for God to enter into our lives and to become real and to move in a mighty way. And that comes from spending time with Him, from praying. I believe it's so critical in these days that we're living in that we spend quiet time away from the noise. I know there was a time in my life when I had to have something going on in the background all the time. I would have the television on or I would have the radio on, and it was just, I had to have a constant sound. But you know, I believe the closer you become to God, the more you're seeking His face, the more you're seeking to hear His voice. There is such a blessedness in the quiet times, in the times when there's no noise at all, and you just focus in on Him and on hearing His voice. So I just want to encourage you today to take that time to really spend with Him. You know, maybe it's in your car going to from point A to point B, just turning off the radio and just focusing in. You know, this morning on K-Love, they were talking about the busyness of life and how easy it is to, you know, not have time to stop and to pray and to have your quiet time with the Lord. I really believe we have to make a conscious decision and build that time in. Just like we build everything else into our lives. You know what time you have to be at work. You know what time you have to get up to get ready. So you give yourself an extra 30 minutes or an extra hour. You know, we schedule in everything that's important to us. And one day when I was fussing about being busy and how, you know, I didn't have enough time, God basically said to me, "You have time for the things that are important to you." And it was at one of those moments when God lovingly slaps you around a little bit and says, you know, you got to stop deceiving yourself, stop lying to yourself, and say, what is important to me, I have time for. And even though this really isn't part of the message today, it's the same thing with our bank account. It's the same thing with where we spend our money. You know, where your heart is, there your treasure will be also. So you know that what you're spending your money on is what's really important to you. Everything about us indicates what God means to us, where He ranks in our life, and is He an afterthought or is He the first thought when your eyes open in the morning? Well, this message today came to me a few days ago as I was spending some quiet time with the Lord, and I was just walking through my house, and as I do often, and just really praying in the Spirit and just letting my own mind go away and just give myself a break from my thoughts, just sort of letting God fill me up. And I got a memory of a time when I was a little girl, and I loved to play hide and go seek with my brother, with my friends. And I was thinking back to that, and I was thinking about little children and playing hide and go seek, and how the one person shuts their eyes and counts to a specified number, and while the other person runs and hides and tries to find this great hiding place where the other person can't find them. And I was taken back to a time when I had hidden myself so well that my brother could not find me. And I can remember hearing him, you know, he was looking and he was moving things around, and you could hear him looking for me, and I wanted to be found. The funny thing about it is I had hidden in such a way that he probably would have never found me. But I actually, after a period of time, as a little girl, I could not stand the fact that my brother could not find me. And so I actually came out from my hiding place and said, "Here I am, here I am." And I remembered that day, and I thought, how funny. The whole purpose was to hide so well they could not find you. But I could not bear the thought that my brother was unable to find me. And so I thought about that, and God basically said to me, you know, I was in the prison Monday night, was talking to them about taking off the mask and being real. And God was showing me that, you know, many times we're hiding from God. You know, we want God to see the certain areas of our lives that we're excited about, that we're proud of, where we're doing well. But many times we hide from Him. those things that we are keeping in the dark, those things that are holding power over us. And the interesting thing about God, and we all know this, is that nothing is hidden from Him. No matter how much you try to hide things from people, eventually everything will come out into the light. And how many of you know someone that had a hidden sin, something they had a mask on, they were putting on a good front in front of people, but bottom line, after time, eventually the truth came out and the truth was revealed. And the Word of God actually talks about that in Hebrews 4:13. It says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must give an account." So even our deepest thoughts and our attitudes are laid bare before the Lord God. He sees everything about us. He hears every thought. He knows what we think before we think it. And so many times, I believe one of the reasons we hide is because, first of all, there's guilt and there's shame. And one of the great things I've learned about guilt and shame is that if it is used to convict, it can be life-changing. If it is used to condemn, it brings death. And, you know, I heard a saying years ago, Christians are the only soldiers that shoot their wounded. And many times as Christians, we dare not take off the mask. We dare not reveal the hidden things about our lives that are contrary to the Word of God, that are ever at war with our spirit man. We know the flesh and the spirit is constantly in a battle, and sometimes the flesh wins. But in Christian circles, we dare not take off the mask and let people know we're struggling with something, because the minute you do that, there are super spiritual, pharisaical people that will come out and will talk about you. And literally, when you think about that saying, Christians are the only soldiers that shoot their own wounded, I'm telling you, I am challenging every one of us listening to this message to not be one of those Christians. There is not one of us that doesn't struggle with something. And some sin is very evident. It's evident. You can see it. It's all over us. Some sin, it is very easy to hide. But remember this, anything hidden in the dark has power over you, and you have become powerless to what you were hiding. But when it is brought into the light, it can be healed. And I was reminded of a saying that I heard a long time ago, what God reveals can be healed. And so if you'll just reveal those things, God already knows, and He's waiting with His healing power. Luke 8:17 says, "There's nothing hidden that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought out into the open." Jeremiah 23:24 says, "Can anyone hide from me in a secret place? Am I not everywhere in all the heavens and all the earth?" I really believe, just like myself when I was a little girl, and I had hidden myself so well from my baby brother, I wanted to be found. I wanted him to find me. And I believe that truly, deep down in our very souls, we want those things that are hidden. We want those things that we're concealing, those things that we're keeping private just to ourselves. We want them to become known. I believe many times people set up their circumstances to be found out, because it's just amazing to me. Have you ever known someone that literally, if you looked at how their hidden sin or hidden activities became known, they actually escalated those activities to the point where there was no way they could stay hidden? And I really believe, as children of God, we want to be found out. We want those secret places to come out into the open. And I believe, bottom line, is most people want that healing that comes when God moves in and begins to restore. Remember, there is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the Spirit. So when you come out into the open and you lay it bare before the Lord God, God says, "I do not condemn you." The minute you repent, He says, I throw your sins as far as the east is from the west to remember them know more. And then I believe God will give you wisdom on who to share your struggle with, someone that you can trust, someone that can help you. And I believe we have to use wisdom in that. We're not supposed to tell everything to everybody. There are people that cannot be trusted. There are people that do not deserve our trust. So we have to use wisdom and discernment. You know, oftentimes, as Christians, we deceive ourselves. And this is probably the biggest problem I see in my own life and in the lives of people that I love. It is so easy to look at someone else and tell them what they need to do. It's so easy to look at someone else and see what's holding them back, what's keeping them down, what they need to release to move forward. But how many times in our own lives can we not see ourselves in truth? James 1:22-27 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Because anyone who listens to the word and does not do what it says is like a man that looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in all that he does." So if there is a blessing that comes from letting the deception go, and one of the prayers that you can pray and that I pray over my life regularly is simply, "Lord, test my heart, try my heart, and see if there is any wicked way in me." Just ask God, "Test my heart, show me if there is any wicked way in me. Show me if there's anything unclean in my heart that needs to be cleaned out, because lest I sin against you." I think that's one of the prayers that we need to pray regularly. God, show me my own heart. Show me where I'm falling short. Let me get my eyes off of everyone else and what's going on with them. And if you're a woman and you're listening to this call, I'm speaking particularly to women today, because we like to fix things. We like to fix things. We like to find men that are projects, our little fixer-upper projects, you know. But a lot of times in that process, we get so focused on other people that we're not actually dealing with the issues in our own life. And that's probably for some of you guys as well. But just being a woman, I know that I've certainly done that in my life, and it's gotten me in some trouble and caused me a lot of heartache. So it's so important that we get inwardly focused, not in a selfish way, but inwardly focused in, "God, show me what needs to be cleaned out. Show me what I need to let go of. Show me where I'm wrong. Show me where I need to change, God." And I really do believe when we get in that mode, God will begin to shift and change the things around us that are concerning us. So let's talk about the benefits of seeking the Lord, because one of the ways that we come out from hiding and one of the ways that we come out from under deception is that we seek the Lord continually, and we seek him with our whole heart. Isaiah 55 says, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." Deuteronomy 4:29 says, "But from there you will seek the Lord your God. You will find him if you search after him with all your heart and with all your soul." So we've got to be all in this seeking of God. We've got to be all in for every decision of life, for every life-altering decision. We need to ask God, even the little things. "God, should I take this route tonight, or should I go this route?" You know, oftentimes I've gotten a prompting in my spirit telling me not to drive a certain way or not to go to a certain place. And I really believe many, many times that is the Holy Spirit speaking to us, keeping us from a situation or a danger. You know, that's how the Lord works. And many times we dismiss that warning sign. How many times have you and I made decisions in our life based on emotions because we wanted something and we didn't stop long enough to ask God if it was what God wanted for us? gosh, I have done that myself in the past, and it is a determination of my life moving forward that I will not do that. Lord, you know, open doors you want to open, but close doors that you want to close. We need to pray that Revelation 3, 7 and 8 prayer. We need to be willing to say, it's okay, God, if you shut doors, because I don't want to walk through any door that is not of you. So Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. Diligence means consistency. Diligence is day in and day out, day after day. It's not seeking God when you're in a quandary and in a situation where you need an answer, and then you get your answer and you go on your merry way. It's seeking God diligently, consistently, day in and day out. Jeremiah 29:12-14. I love this. We all know Jeremiah 29:11. For you know that the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then he says, then you will call upon me, you will come and pray to me, and I will hear you. So he says, you come to me and you pray to me, I will hear you. Sometimes we feel like our prayers aren't even hitting the ceiling. It's like, God, do you hear me? God, do you even care? But he says he hears us. He says in the next verse, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And then listen to this next part, because this is good news for those of you that have lost something. This is good news for those of you who are believing God for that double restoration that he promises. And listen to this, and it says, I will restore your fortunes. I will gather you from all nations and all the places where you've been driven, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from when I sent you into exile. Listen, he's talking to the children of Israel, but we're engrafted in. We're engrafted into that. God says, I'm going to take you, and I'm going to bring you back from the place where you've been exiled. I'm going to restore what the enemy stole from you. I'm going to bring you back a double blessing, a double portion. All I'm asking you to do is seek me with all of your heart. What a deal. What a deal. All we have to do is seek him with all of our heart, and he promises he's going to restore, and he's going to bring those things back, and he's going to bring us back around to where he wants us. If you have been running from God, if you've gone in a different direction, maybe someone in your life did a series of things to you that caused you to go in a place that's uncomfortable for you. I am telling you now, God is a God of restoration. When you seek him with all of your heart, he'll bring you back to where he wants you. He has not forgotten you. He's not scratching his head going, where did he go? Where is she? He's not playing hide and seek with us, where we're hidden in such a place that God doesn't know where we are. You may feel right now like you're on the backside of the desert, my friend, but I'm telling you, God knows where you are. He sees you. He has a plan for you. It's a plan for double restoration. I've seen it in my own life. I know that it's true, and it all, bottom line, goes back to seeking God with all of your heart. Lamentations 3:25 says, the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. Matthew 7:7-8, we know this one. Ask, and it will be given unto you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be open. You know, when I was studying that out one time, it's a continual process. When you read that and you study it out, the word seek and knock and he's ask is all a continual thing. It's not that you ask one time, you seek one time, you knock one time. I'm telling you guys, if you needed something desperately and you wanted something desperately and it was a matter of your very life, you would be beating on the door. You would be knocking down the door. You would be saying, open up. I have to have this. And God is saying to us, this is what I want from you. I want that passion from you. I want to know that you want this with all of your heart. Isaiah 55:6-7, seek the Lord. Here we go. This is the scripture we talked about in a minute, but we're going to pull it out just a little. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he was near. And then he says, Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that the Lord may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. This is the good news. This is the good news. When we forsake our way that is not godly, when we forsake those thoughts that are not of him, he simply says, you return to me, I have compassion on you, and I will abundantly pardon. He doesn't say that he might abundantly pardon if you're good enough, if you're perfect. There's no one perfect. But he says immediately when you repent and you seek him, he promises an abundant pardon. Psalm 119:10 says, with my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. You know, if you're ever wondering, if you're following the will of God, and I think all of us ask that question from time to time. This is a really comforting scripture. Because he says when you seek God with your whole heart, you will not wander from his commandments. So as long as we're seeking God with our whole heart, we have to know that we are hearing his voice. Because he says, and you've heard me say this over and over, it's such a powerful scripture, my sheep hear my voice and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Speak that over your life. Say, God, I thank you that I am your sheep and I hear your voice. The voice of a stranger I will not follow. 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. Matthew 6:33, we all know this one. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things you need will be added to you. Psalm 34:10, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. That's powerful, guys. That's a scripture you can stand on. Hebrews 11:6, without faith it is impossible to please him, for whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who seek him. You see, we've been taught that it's wrong to want the rewards. It's wrong. Well, you don't seek the reward. You seek the giver of the reward, but the rewards are a part of the package that comes. Even if the enemy has come in like a flood and has tried to devastate your life, I'm telling you it is a temporary thing. If as long as you are seeking the Lord, there is double restoration coming. Psalm 40:16, may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. Job 5:8-9, as for me, I would seek God, and to God would I commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable things and marvelous things without number. This is powerful, guys. This is the power we seek for our lives. Psalm 63:1, oh God, you are my God, and earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. It's in a dry and weary land where there is no water. If you feel that way this morning, if you feel like you're in a dry and weary land where there is no water, seek him. Thirst for him. He is waiting for you. Psalm 119:2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Psalm 9:10, and those who know your name put their trust in you, O Lord. You have not forsaken those who seek you. And then lastly, this is our ending power scripture for hide and seek. 2 Chronicles 7:14. This is your scripture. If you found yourself in a devastating circumstance, if you found yourself when your life is spiraling down, if you found yourself where you feel like God is not there, he simply says, if my people who are called by my name, he's talking to Christians, he's talking to his people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. We cannot hide from Almighty God. He is seeking us. He is ever knocking on the door to our heart, saying, open up and let me come in and let me take care of you and let me speak to you and let me direct you and let me guide you in the way that you should go. So, Father God, today we thank you that you are the God that we seek. And when we seek, we find you. And when we find you, there are rewards and there are blessings. And you will direct our paths and you will make the crooked places straight in our lives. We thank you, God, that you have everything we need well in hand. So, Lord, this day we turn inward. We look inside of ourselves and we ask you, God, create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. See if there is any wicked way in us. And if there is, Lord God, let us not be deceived. Let it be revealed, Father God, so that we can be completely and totally healed and restored to walk in this newness of life, to let our light shine so that others may follow and see you for the great and mighty God that you are. Lord, we worship you today. We lay our lives at your feet. We live this life with power, with passion, and with purpose, according to the perspective of your word. So, Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for every person listening. God, I thank you that they are seeking you and that they will find you. We love you, Lord, and we praise you, and we worship you this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.